Nicole Klokstad gives it a wrap in the centre field. Great chase from Brendan Elliott. And for Noah Blake, where does he get the energy? Ball played, 80 metres to go here for Canberra. Oh, Joey Leilua. He runs down the right side and he almost has the ball ripped out of his hands.
And he just held on to it.
He's got a penalty. Leilua got the penalty for the strip. And now there'll be a sin bin because Morgan Boyle couldn't help himself. He has been taken. He's gone for 10 as he tackled a player after the quick tap was taken.
How good's this?
A minute and 8 seconds to go.
You found your voice, Dan.
Can pump it into touch. Well, they've started playing footy, Gordy.
It was after your call, after the lights started to take effect.
So, Caesar,
I love this.
We'll put this into touch. 13-12 to finish. The Raiders.
Six plays.
Leilua taps it. Throws to the left to Caesar. Ondu. Corey Horsburgh stands tall in the tackle. He'll play it. Top four spot on the line. Play to Hudson. Throws to the right. Here's Hudson Young rolling down the middle. He'll play it here. 30 seconds left. Bullock, another penalty. See, Manly don't care about giving away penalties because they're four in front. Now the tap taken here. And going down the middle is Young, but he's wrapped up. 29 seconds, that's the official time. 29 seconds left. Comes to Caesar, he dummies. And now he takes the tackle. But they're up to the 10. What a finish here in Canberra. Played to Hodgson, throws to the right to Horsburgh. He almost presses his way to the line, like Papali last week against Melbourne. Tackle made, two away. 9 seconds left. Papali, not again. No, he'll be made to play it. There'll be time for one more. He'll play it now. Here we go. Hodgson, Bateman, throws a bullet. Rapida, ball comes out. Manly win. Manly hold on. An incredible finish as the Seagulls continue their surge. They're back in the top four. Ball booted into the crowd by Elliott. For Noah Blake, he motions to the crowd like, stop crying. And Manly, how many times do Manly and Canberra go down to the wire? And now the Raiders, all of a sudden, their top four spot not assured. Well, it was a stop-start affair, but my word, there was some drama. The Seagulls hang on.
Well. What a finish. What a finish. But it just proves if Manly don't give away penalties and play their style, they're going to get blown away. They can't play footy. They can't match the good sides. That's what's happening. And once the footy game started, Dan, they weren't in it.
But they won. Their style was enough.
Because they were allowed to lay on. If they got to use... That's what I've been cracking on about my article last week. Use the sin bin. I want to watch rugby league. And the last 8 minutes you found your voice, we all stood up. That was the footy that everybody wants to watch.
Yeah, they certainly pushed the envelope today. They came down there with a tactic to absolutely lay in the ruck and slow that game down. They didn't want the Raiders to find their rhythm and their big outside backs get involved. I mean, you just didn't see Leilua, Rapina, Kotrick, Klokstad today.
No.
And we got an interview here, Gordy. Who have you got? Becco, take it away.
Terrence, DCE, how was that? What a heart. What an absolute game.
Yeah, that was a hard-fought win. We knew it was going to be really difficult to come down here in front of a packed house and beat a top four side, but we played some really tough gritty footy this afternoon, and you know, hopefully we haven't paid damage too much with the injuries.
Tell you what, 8 points ahead, and then down to the last minute, what were you guys thinking in that matter of amazing defence?
Yeah, look, you know they're not going to go away. They're where they are on the ladder for a reason, so we knew it was going to be difficult, and even up until that last minute there, it was obviously edge-of-your-seat footy, but it's really exciting that we're able to hold on there in a massive effort from the big boys today.
Up to you, fellas.
Hey, Darley, it's Gordy. It must make the win extra special playing with 15.
Yeah, 100%, mate. Anytime your bench cops a bit of a whack and you're down to a limited amount of subs, it's going to hurt you. But we're very lucky, mate. We've got a forward pack that's willing to work really hard. And we've got a bloke in the 13 jersey that just does not stop, and I thought he was enormous today.
Daly, look, and I know that players and coaches, it's in a... You guys are in a result-driven business, right, where you've got to give away. But today, the amount of penalties, sitting here watching it was a little bit frustrating. But in the end, you know, Canberra and you guys started playing footy. Is there a chance that we get all these penalties out of the game?
Look, I'm not sure, mate. Obviously, with finals around the corner, that's one of the biggest products this game has to offer. So, you know, as a player, you'll do the best with the situation you're given. And if the refs want to cut penalties out, then, you know, I'm sure there's going to be more ball in play and more of an expansive game. But, I mean, at the end of the day, they've got to ref what they see. So it's a tough job.
Desi and you guys have got a great record down here in GIO, and Desi's got a great record over Ricky. What is it about Desi that gets his teams to do that the Raiders don't like?
I don't know. I don't know if there's any bad blood there or not. Des is such a nice person. I dare say he's probably got a good relationship with Sticky. But, yeah, look, I don't know, mate. I enjoy coming down here, and that's probably grown the last few years since they've got the Viking clap and stuff. It's a pretty cool theatre, and it's a pretty cool experience, to be honest. So, you know, those big games and those big moments, I guess, it's exciting, and you love being involved with them.
Well done. Next week, another cracker, the Storm, the Battle of Brookie. So we'll see you there.
Thanks, guys.
There we go, Daly Cherry Evans, as the line drops out on us just in the nick of time for us to get that interview in. Ryan Girdler, Gordon Tallis. Final thoughts, Gordy, because you've got to go and catch a plane.
I got frustrated with the penalties, and I know that they got to give them, but they just got to use the bin, because once the footy game started, that's what I wanted to watch. That's what people went to watch. That's, mate, I thought it was great. And you know what? When Manly played footy early, you know, they were asking questions. Walker was going through, and, mate, I wanted to see White, and I go to watch the stars. That's why I fell in love with the game, because you'd go there and you'd go home and it'd be stars in your eyes because you watched your hero go and make these runs. You know, just too many penalties.
If you get a chance, Gordy, watch the game again. I know you're saying that Manly were guilty of it.
Oh, both sides. Listen, they're both guilty. The game is.
Because the game is first half was a little bit frustrating with the way Canberra were holding down a little bit too long. So
the game is guilty of it.
I agree with that.
And then today, they were just the culprits. You know, the both sides that were there. And, you know, Ricky Short, because Raiders don't need to get into it. They play footy better than any side in the competition.
Let's go to Josh Hodgson for celebrations. He's with you, Becco.
Josh, heartbreaker right down to the end.
I thought we killed ourselves tonight, mate. I thought we was a bit indisciplined in a few areas and very scratchy in attack. And, you know, we probably got a little bit frustrated at times. And, it's a very disappointing loss, that, mate.
Up to you, fellas.
Yeah, Josh, mate, you got a better view than anyone. It felt like you guys just couldn't get into any sort of rhythm tonight. That, you know, there was a lot. It looked like a lot of holding down in the play of the ball. There was a lot of emphasis put on controlling the ruck speed. We know that happens on a weekly basis, but today, with two great sides out there, it didn't feel like we got the best footy out of either one of you guys.
Nah, I think that was probably the case, mate. Yeah, we know we was going to get that with Manly. They're probably the specialist team in the comp for doing it, even though everyone talks about Melbourne. Manly are very good at scragging you around the ruck and making it look very messy and slow. And, you know, as you say, every team tries to make it as slow as they can, so it's a bit easier defensively. But, we was off tonight in attack. We put ourselves under too much pressure tonight. We made too many errors and give away too many penalties.
All right, well, you're still in the top four, but there's still a bit of work to do. Great finish for us watching. Bad luck. It was a very tight contest. Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, cheers, Josh. Thank you.
Josh Hodgson almost got the one-on-one steal at the end, but not to beat Dylan Walker hanging on. There you go. He's confirmed what you said, Gordy.
Well, I like watching footy. Like, mate, I love rugby league, and today it was spoiled by tactics from Manly.
All right.
That's
okay.
My eyes.
All right.
You don't like Canberra, do you?
I do like Canberra.
Oh, you do like Canberra.
Well, put it this way. I don't like any of them. I hate them all.
All right. No, that's the truth.
They both did it today then, mate. Both did it.
Yeah, I get
both
it. But
as bad
you know what?
Each other.
But I just saw Manly do it more. And maybe, and I don't care who won, I think I tipped Manly to win. You know? So, but I just, you know.
And they've got a little bit of a problem too, Canberra, with Leilua.
Leilua, yeah.
He'll definitely get in trouble for the 8-point try. But
and I didn't like that either.
He's got to beat one earlier as well.
And then Hodgson made a point. If that was Melbourne today, that would be in the papers all week. If that was Melbourne Storm, jerseys out there today, you know. But anyway, it was perfect.
So we're watching here. Josh Adokar being run down by Philip Sammy on a replay. This is we wrap things up. That is the chase of the season, Philip Sammy, and then Adokar claiming he had cramps afterwards. So that's probably the moment of the day, frankly, and that was the other game, Melbourne beating the Gold Coast 24-8.
Or sprinters, they always got bad hemis when they get
when they get run down.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a break, but we're going to wrap it up on the other side. Gordy, good job.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next Sunday for Dragons versus West's Tigers. Tigers with it all to play for at the Sydney Cricket Ground. So we'll be there next Sunday. More after this. Triple M rocking the footy. Manly hanging on to beat the Raiders.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
There'll be time for one more. He'll play it now. Here we go. Hodgson, Bateman, throws a bullet. Rapida. Ball comes out. Manly win. Manly hold on.
For McDonald's. Triple M footy.
Wow, what a dramatic finish to the afternoon. And we'll go through what it's done to the NRL ladder with Manly. Winners over the Raiders, 18 points to 14. Earlier, Melbourne, 24-8 over the Gold Coast. What about this for a record, Gerds and Billy Harrigan here as well, Dan Ganane, as we wrap things up on Triple M footy for Ream Hot Water. So now Dez has a 16-4 record over Ricky Stewart. And
yeah.
Ricky won the first one back in 2004 when he was a Roosters coach. And since 2008, he's won 12 of the last 14. Most of them close, but there we go. Just one of those quirks. Remember when Johnny Lang won 18 in a row against Tim Sheens? Just one of those weird...
Is that right?
Yeah, 18 in a row.
Yeah, uncanny.
Just one of those weird quirks. Here is the ladder. Now, this is with two rounds to go. Melbourne on 38, Roosters on 34. So Melbourne officially only need the one more win to lock up the minor premiership. The Roosters are 100 points clear for and against of third, fourth, and fifth, minimum 100 points. So they're going to finish second. Mm-hmm. So the first week of finals, you're going to have a qualifying final at Amy Park, and you're going to have one at the SCG.
And you want to finish fourth.
You don't want the Roosters.
You don't want the Roosters at the SCG.
Well, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth are all up in the air. Raiders on 30, plus 153. Eagles go back to fourth. They're on 30, plus 96. Rabbitohs on 30, plus 77. The fly in the ointment, potentially the Eels, they're on 28, only plus 45. It's hard to see them climbing into fourth. They do control their own destiny in that they play Manly in week 25. So they could do something about that. They've got the Broncos next week. Manly got Melbourne next week, which is no guarantee. And who have South got next week? I think South have got a very winnable one. They've got the Warriors over there, but then South finish off with the Roosters.
Yeah.
And round 25, that's the time when a team who's locked up first or locked up second, they'd rest players. Or
that's right.
The Roosters aren't going at half pace against South.
No way.
Not a chance.
No.
A chance. No. So there's still a chance Parramatta are finishing in the top four. Then we cut those six teams off. Then we get to the battle for 7th and 8th. Sharks 24, Brisbane 23, so that's your top eight. Then you've got the Tigers on 22 and Penrith on 22. Are we cutting it off there, Gerds and Billy?
Yeah.
Cutting off at the West Tigers.
I think we can, but Penrith are still mathematical.
But they play the Roosters this week at the SCG.
Well, I understand.
Yeah, okay.
I understand. Knights on 20, Dogs on 20. Warriors on 19, Cowboys 18, Dragons 16, and the Titans officially will take the spoon after today's loss. They are on 10. So you're saying, Gerds, it's down to 9.
Yeah, I would think so. Like, and a few of those sides, I know the West Tigers play the Sharks in the last round of the year. That's probably going to have some sort of implications on who moves into the finals. And the Brisbane Broncos, well, you said it, they've got a tough game this weekend. But if they, because they're on that odd number, you would think...
One win will be enough.
One win. I mean, it's hard to believe that 25 might get you into the finals, isn't it? But it possibly
Let's think about this. Because the Sharks... Oh, no, it's too complicated. I was going to say, because the Sharks play the Tigers, someone's going to lose 2 points out of that. So if Penrith lose to the Roosters at the cricket ground, which we expect they would do, that should mean Brisbane only need to win one more. But... there's other ways around it. Poor old Canterbury, they were in it until the Warriors let them down yesterday.
Just
come back. Who the Broncos got?
They've got Parramatta next week at Suncorp. Now, Parramatta's got a strangely good record up there, even in their bad years. They've always given Brisbane problems. And then the Broncos have Canterbury at ANZ Saturday night.
That could be the one.
So that's no guarantee.
No, but that could be the one that ends up deciding their fate.
Absolutely. The Sharks have got Canberra next week at Shark Park. Oof, that's not easy, obviously. And then they've got the West Tigers at Leichhardt, so they're no guarantee to win anything, although they looked pretty good yesterday. West Tigers have got St. George Illawarra at the SCG. Well, they'd like their chances there. And then they've got, obviously, the game against Cronulla at Leichhardt.
And that'll be a lot of emotion for Farah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he won't play.
Yeah, but still his last game. They want to send him out on a winner. They've got their home crowd on the hill. It'll be a big one.
I mean, with given their performance last night, the Tigers, it looks to me like they think they've, you know, got something more to give this year. That was absolutely the impression I got from a couple of those sides, and they certainly will be wanting to get into the finals.
Penrith have got the Roosters at the SCG, then Newcastle. We're doing that game. Looks like it might mean much. Penrith, Newcastle on a Sunday afternoon, and the Knights, they've got the Gold Coast, and they've got Penrith. So you could see the Knights actually getting, well, to 22, maybe 24. But looks like we're down to 9. But
well, they were in the box seat going into the weekend. I thought the Knights
absolutely
were. Absolutely. You know, they come out and they could put in a good performance, possibly get the cash against the Tigers, and then, you know, two very winnable games if you've got some momentum and some form. And they threw it away. Well, they just didn't turn up.
All right, so I think that just about does us, gentlemen.
See you, Dan.
Thank you, Ryan Girdler. Thank you, Billy Harrigan. Thank you, everyone behind the scenes, Gordon Tallis as well. And you can get everything. You can get the calls of the games. You can get everything we do on Triple M Footy via the Triple M NRL podcast, which is free. And you can do that at any time. Triple M rocking the footy. We will see you. Thursday night is the next game here on Triple M Footy, which is North Queensland versus Canterbury. Then we call Gerds Warriors versus South. So plenty on the line for South Friday at 6 p.m. And then Saturday after. We're doing Saturday afternoon. Oh, my God. Newcastle versus Gold Coast. Good luck. And then Sunday afternoon, it's the Dragons and the Tigers. So they're the games we'll be calling on Triple M Footy. Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M NRL game highlights. For Cbus Super, building a future we can all be proud of.
Play to Hodson, goes left to White, double pump, glorious pass to Whitehead, then a beautiful offload to Croker, they won't take this off the Raiders, that's a silky try!
One away, Hodson, he fires it, oh, an intercept, straight now, it's Kajewski into the backfield, looking for support, gives it to Garrett, it's a foot race, Garrett, Nicole Klockstad, good! Three gone. Play to Coruscant. Short pass. Jake Trbojevic plunges over. Manly scored next to the sticks.
He ball watched him. Little Jake just snuck in.
And here's an offload where it comes to White. White's got space. White puts the foot down. White into the backfield. He's got Young looming up. Gives it to Young. 10 out. Now to Croker. Yes! Croker's over. Wow. Game back on. And White does it again.
And that's what you want from your marquee players. White.
There'll be time for one more.